the reality is none of this would be possible without Kel and Dan. I think Kel has so much to contribute to the world's understanding of a high rise, and she's a much better advocate than any architect I've ever heard. She might be an architect, I'm not sure, but she does remind me she's a professor. And she's just listening to Carol talk over the last few days, and before that, of course, I think about how badly we promote the concept of high-rise development and density in the urban context. Architects have done a very poor job of it, and it's unfortunate because the high-rise is really the most important building type in the 21st century. I firmly believe that. There honestly is no way you can prove what the right model would be for a sustainable and civilized future on our planet to support the billions of people that we do have. Some obviously contest that, but I think there's no greater advocate than Carol, and I think we need to do everything we can to support her. I think one of the objectives and the long-term benefits of this program is to bring the two great cities of high-rise in the world, Hong Kong and New York, together. Because alone, we don't seem to be doing a great job at convincing the rest of the world that this really is the model. I think a lot of people understand it, and I think Dubai and Kuala Lumpur and Shanghai really understand it, but they don't understand it well enough. They understand only part of it. And I think the press doesn't quite understand it. Now, with today's the crisis that's happening around us, it's become the two twin crises: one of the financial crisis, which is really a result of sprawl, because without a sprawl, you could have never had the housing crisis. And second, problems of sustainability that sort of taken sort of temporarily a back burner. But the oil prices are also intertwined, the rising oil price with the sprawl. Both of those, in some way, I believe the answer, if there is an answer, relates to density. And it's great to get Hong Kong and New York together. And yesterday, we had three of the people that I think could be part of the solution. And later on, there'll be two more of the ladies who helped make this happen. And keep this dialogue going and be able to, together, I think, sort of promote the concept of high-rise so much better around the world. And the great technological advancements that Hong Kong's made in living in high-rise, and I believe the, relatively speaking, greater contribution that New York's made in the humanistic way of, and social way of living in great density. Having said that, there's also no individual I can think besides Carol, except for Nick, who is going to come up and talk to you, who can actually understand both of these worlds better. And I've known Nick a long time, and so when Carol said to me, well, this is what my idea is, of sort of having a program on Hong Kong and New York, my mind immediately sort of, I thought of Nick and Maggie, who are tireless and brilliant promoters of so many aspects of making Hong Kong a better place for everybody, for architects, developers, government officials, the people of Hong Kong. Nick's won numerous awards, some of which I don't understand, but they're well deserved. And Nick has lived in so many places and travels so much, and I'm never quite sure how he does it, where he is, and he's lived part. Since I've known him, he's lived in many parts of the world, and I think his family is extending that as well, and living in Nick's son, I think, lives in Beijing and speaks fluent Mandarin, and started CBRE in China, and is sort of expanding. So it's become a generational thing. It's a very influential family. So Nick is going to talk about housing, which is probably the harder aspect, right? Nick, you're going to be describing housing, which I think is a harder aspect for the people in New York to understand, because it really is, and you saw Carol show you some of those pictures, which seem very foreign when you're in New York and you look at the pictures of Hong Kong housing. But when you are in Asia, those really are the models of dwelling and living in Asia, as opposed to rather Mumbai. And we have a choice, really, of being, of having more of the world living in Mumbai, the rapidly urbanizing world, which you read about, and Cairo, or finding the kind of solutions that people like Nick have helped develop over the last few decades in Hong Kong. So Nick, you know, I think they're waiting for you to come up and give a great speech. And you can ask Nick really tough questions. Nick's the sort of person who's always got the answer to everything. So I mean that in the best compliment.